The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Reduction by Linda D. Harper. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Reduction by Linda D. Harper is a comprehensive guide to understanding and managing stress in our lives. The book begins with an overview of the causes and effects of stress, as well as how it can be managed through lifestyle changes, relaxation techniques, and cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. It then provides detailed information on specific strategies for reducing stress, such as deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, mindfulness meditation, yoga poses, journaling activities, visualization techniques, and more. Additionally, the book includes helpful tips on how to create a supportive environment at home or work that will help reduce stress levels. The second part of the book focuses on developing healthy coping skills for dealing with stressful situations. This section covers topics such as communication skills for resolving conflicts, setting realistic goals, problem-solving strategies, time management techniques, assertiveness training, anger management tools, self-care practices like exercise and nutrition habits, positive thinking methods, creating meaningful relationships with others, and much more. Finally, the third part of the book offers practical advice on how to maintain good mental health during times of high stress. This includes guidance on recognizing signs of burnout before they become too severe, learning when it's necessary to seek professional help from a therapist or counselor if needed, finding ways to stay connected with family members or friends who can provide emotional support during difficult times. Overall, this book provides readers with an extensive range of resources for understanding their own unique experience with stress while also offering effective solutions for managing it in healthier ways. Whether you are looking for simple lifestyle changes or more intensive therapeutic interventions, this guide has something valuable to offer everyone seeking relief from chronic tension and anxiety. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identify your stressors, recognize the sources of stress in your life, and take steps to reduce or eliminate them. This can include changing your environment, lifestyle, or attitude. Main idea number 2. Develop healthy habits. Establishing healthy habits such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can help reduce stress levels. Main idea number 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of your thoughts and feelings in the present moment. It can help you to become more aware of your stressors and how to manage them. Main idea number 4. Take time for yourself. Make time for activities that you enjoy and that help you to relax. This can include hobbies, reading, or spending time with friends and family. Main idea number 5. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery can help to reduce stress levels. Main idea number 6. Exercise regularly. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall health. Main idea number 7. Get enough sleep. Adequate sleep is essential for managing stress levels. Main idea number 8. Eat a healthy diet. Eating a balanced diet can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall health. Main idea number 9. Connect with others. Connecting with friends and family can help to reduce stress levels and provide emotional support. Main idea number 10. Practice positive thinking. Focusing on positive thoughts and attitudes can help to reduce stress levels. Main idea number 11. Avoid unhealthy coping mechanisms. Unhealthy coping mechanisms such as alcohol and drug use can increase stress levels. Main idea number 12. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help to reduce stress levels. Main idea number 13. Set realistic goals. Setting realistic goals can help to reduce stress levels by providing a sense of accomplishment. Main idea number 14. Learn to say no. Learning to say no to tasks or requests that are not necessary can help to reduce stress levels. Main idea number 15. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help to reduce stress levels by focusing on the positive aspects of life. Main idea number 16. Manage your time. Managing your time effectively can help to reduce stress levels by avoiding last-minute rushes. Main idea number 17. Prioritize tasks. Prioritizing tasks can help to reduce stress levels by focusing on the most important tasks first. Main idea number 18. Ask for help. Asking for help when needed can help to reduce stress levels by taking some of the burden off of yourself. Main idea number 19. Take care of your body. Taking care of your body through regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can help to reduce stress levels. Main idea number 20. Seek professional help. If stress levels become unmanageable, seek professional help from a mental health professional. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your stressors is an important step in reducing and eliminating them. It can be helpful to take a few moments to reflect on the sources of stress in your life, such as work, relationships, finances, or health issues. Once you have identified these sources of stress, it is important to take steps to reduce or eliminate them. This could include changing your environment by creating a more calming atmosphere at home or work, altering your lifestyle by making healthier choices, or adjusting your attitude toward stressful situations. It may also be beneficial to practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises and mindfulness meditation. These activities can help you become aware of how you are feeling and allow you to better manage any negative emotions that arise from stressful situations. Additionally, talking with friends and family about what is causing you distress can provide emotional support during difficult times. By taking the time to identify the sources of stress in your life and implementing strategies for reducing them, you will be able to create a calmer environment for yourself, which will ultimately lead to improved mental well-being. Main idea number 2. Developing healthy habits is an important part of reducing stress levels. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress by releasing endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good and relaxed. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables can also help to reduce stress as it provides the body with essential nutrients needed for optimal health. Additionally, getting enough sleep each night helps to ensure that our bodies have time to rest and recover from the day's activities. In addition to regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep, other healthy habits such as practicing mindfulness or meditation can be beneficial in managing stress levels. Mindfulness involves focusing on the present moment without judgment or criticism. This practice has been shown to improve mental clarity and emotional well-being. Meditation is another great way to relax your mind and body while helping you gain insight into yourself. Establishing these healthy habits will not only help you manage your current level of stress but will also provide long-term benefits such as improved physical health, better concentration, increased energy levels, improved moods, enhanced creativity, and productivity. Main idea number 3. Practicing mindfulness can help you to become more aware of your thoughts and feelings in the present moment. It is a way of paying attention to what is happening inside and around you without judgment or criticism. Mindfulness helps us to recognize our stressors, how they affect us, and how we can manage them better. By being mindful, we are able to observe our thoughts objectively rather than getting caught up in them emotionally. Mindfulness also encourages us to be kinder towards ourselves by recognizing that it's okay not to be perfect all the time. We learn that it's important to take care of ourselves both physically and mentally so that we can cope with life's challenges more effectively. Practicing mindfulness allows us to slow down and appreciate the beauty in everyday moments, which can help reduce stress levels. Mindfulness isn't something that comes naturally for everyone, but with practice it becomes easier over time. There are many different ways you can practice mindfulness, such as meditation, yoga, journaling, or simply taking a few minutes each day for yourself where you focus on your breathing or body sensations. Whatever method works best for you will depend on your individual needs, but whatever approach you choose, make sure it's something enjoyable so that it doesn't feel like a chore. Main idea number 4. Taking time for yourself is an important part of managing stress. It can be easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, but it's essential to make sure you're taking care of your own needs as well. Taking time for yourself can help you relax and recharge, so that when you do have to face stressful situations, you'll be better equipped to handle them. There are many different activities that can help reduce stress levels. Hobbies such as painting or playing a musical instrument can provide a creative outlet and allow your mind to focus on something other than the stresses of daily life. Reading books or magazines can also be a great way to take some time out from the world around us and escape into another realm for a while. Spending quality time with friends and family is also an excellent way to de-stress. Whether it's going out for dinner or just having coffee together, being surrounded by people who care about us helps remind us that we are not alone in our struggles. No matter what activity you choose, making sure that you take some regular me time will go a long way towards helping manage stress levels. So don't forget, take some time each day just for yourself. Main idea number 5. Practicing relaxation techniques can be an effective way to reduce stress levels. Deep breathing is a simple technique that involves focusing on your breath and taking slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. This helps to relax both the body and mind, allowing you to feel more relaxed. Progressive muscle relaxation is another technique which involves tensing and relaxing different muscle groups throughout the body one at a time, helping to release tension from each area of the body. Guided imagery is also a useful tool for reducing stress levels. This involves using visualization techniques such as imagining yourself in a peaceful place or picturing yourself achieving something important. By doing this regularly, it can help you to focus on positive thoughts rather than worrying about stressful situations. These are just some of the many relaxation techniques available that can help reduce stress levels. It's important to find what works best for you so that you can practice these techniques whenever needed. Main idea number 6. Exercising regularly is one of the most effective ways to reduce stress and improve overall health. Regular exercise helps to release endorphins, which are hormones that can help to boost mood and reduce feelings of anxiety. Exercise also increases blood flow throughout the body, helping to deliver oxygen and nutrients more efficiently. This improved circulation can help with mental clarity, allowing you to think more clearly when faced with stressful situations. Regular exercise also helps strengthen your immune system, making it easier for your body to fight off illnesses or infections that could otherwise cause additional stress. Additionally, regular physical activity can help you maintain a healthy weight by burning calories and reducing fat stores in the body. Maintaining a healthy weight has been linked with better sleep quality as well as improved self-esteem. Finally, exercising regularly gives you an opportunity for social interaction if done in groups or classes at a gym or other facility. Socializing with others can be beneficial for both mental and emotional well-being since it allows us to connect on a deeper level than we would through technology alone. Main idea number 7. Getting enough sleep is an important part of managing stress levels. When we don't get enough rest, our bodies become more vulnerable to the effects of stress. Not only does lack of sleep make us feel tired and irritable, but it can also lead to physical health problems such as headaches, digestive issues, and weakened immunity. In order to reduce stress levels, it's important to prioritize getting a good night's sleep each night. Aim for 7 to 9 hours per night depending on your individual needs. To help ensure you're getting quality restful sleep, avoid caffeine late in the day, establish a regular bedtime routine, limit screen time before bed, keep your bedroom dark and cool, and practice relaxation techniques like deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation. Main idea number 8. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress. Eating a balanced diet can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall health. A healthy diet should include plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and low-fat dairy products. It's also important to limit processed foods that are high in sugar and fat, as well as caffeine and alcohol. In addition to providing essential nutrients for the body, eating a healthy diet can help regulate hormones that affect mood, such as serotonin and dopamine. Eating regular meals throughout the day helps keep blood sugar levels stable, which can prevent energy crashes or spikes in mood caused by hunger or overeating. Making sure you get enough vitamins from your food is also important for reducing stress levels. Vitamins B6, C, D3 and E have all been linked with improved mental well-being, so it's worth making sure you get enough of these through your daily diet. Main idea number 9. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. When we are feeling overwhelmed, it can be helpful to talk to someone who understands and can provide emotional support. Having a strong social network of friends and family members that you can turn to in times of need can help reduce your stress levels and make difficult situations more manageable. It's also important to remember that connecting with others doesn't have to mean talking face to face. There are many ways you can stay connected even when physical distance separates you from those closest to you. You could try sending emails or text messages, making phone calls, video chatting, or writing letters as some examples. No matter how you choose to connect with others, the key is finding people who will listen without judgment and offer understanding and compassion during stressful times. This kind of connection helps us feel less alone in our struggles and gives us the strength we need to keep going. Main idea number 10. Practicing positive thinking is an important part of stress reduction. When we focus on the good things in our lives, it can help to reduce our levels of stress and anxiety. Positive thinking helps us to see the world in a more optimistic light, which can lead to better decision-making and improved mental health. It also encourages us to take action towards achieving our goals and dreams. Positive thinking involves replacing negative thoughts with positive ones. This means focusing on what you have rather than what you don't have, being grateful for your blessings, and looking at challenges as opportunities for growth instead of obstacles that must be overcome. It also means recognizing your strengths and weaknesses so that you can work on improving yourself without feeling overwhelmed or discouraged. When practicing positive thinking, it's important to remember that no one is perfect, everyone makes mistakes from time to time. Instead of dwelling on these mistakes or beating yourself up over them, try to learn from them and move forward with a renewed sense of optimism about the future. Finally, practice self-care by taking care of your physical health through exercise and healthy eating habits, as well as engaging in activities that bring joy into your life, such as hobbies or spending quality time with friends and family members. Main idea number 11. Avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms is an important part of managing stress. Unhealthy coping mechanisms such as alcohol and drug use can increase stress levels, rather than reduce them. These substances may provide temporary relief from stress, but they can also lead to long-term health problems and addiction. Additionally, these substances can interfere with your ability to think clearly and make decisions that are in your best interest. Instead of relying on unhealthy coping mechanisms, it's important to find healthier ways to manage stress. Exercise is a great way to reduce tension and release endorphins that help you feel better naturally. Taking time for yourself each day by engaging in activities like yoga or meditation can also be beneficial for reducing stress levels. Talking about your feelings with friends or family members can also be helpful in relieving some of the pressure you may be feeling. Main idea number 12. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help to reduce stress levels in a number of ways. Firstly, it gives your mind and body a chance to rest and recharge, allowing you to come back feeling refreshed and energized. Secondly, taking breaks allows you to step away from whatever is causing you stress so that when you return, you are better able to approach the situation with clarity and perspective. Finally, taking regular breaks helps prevent burnout by giving yourself permission to take time for yourself. When planning out your day or week ahead, make sure that there are plenty of opportunities for short breaks built into your schedule. This could be anything from going for a quick walk around the block during lunchtime or having an afternoon tea break with colleagues at work. Even just 5 minutes spent doing something enjoyable such as reading a book or listening to music can have positive effects on reducing stress levels. It's also important not only plan regular short breaks but also longer periods of time off where possible, whether this is over weekends or holidays, as these provide more extended periods of relaxation which can really help restore balance in our lives. Main idea number 13. Setting realistic goals is an important part of managing stress. When you set a goal that is achievable, it can help to reduce your stress levels by providing a sense of accomplishment when the goal is achieved. It also helps to keep you motivated and focused on what needs to be done in order to reach the desired outcome. When setting goals, it's important to make sure they are specific and measurable so that progress can be tracked. Goals should also be realistic. If they are too ambitious or unrealistic, this could lead to feelings of frustration and disappointment, which will only add more stress into your life. Additionally, breaking down larger goals into smaller steps can help make them more manageable. Finally, don't forget to reward yourself for achieving each step along the way. Celebrating small successes will give you motivation and encouragement as you work towards reaching your ultimate goal. Main idea number 14. Learning to say no is an important skill for managing stress. When we are presented with requests or tasks that are not necessary, it can be difficult to turn them down. However, saying no can help us reduce our stress levels by allowing us to focus on the things that really matter and avoiding taking on too much work. When faced with a request or task that you don't want to do, take a moment to think about why you don't want to do it. Is it because you already have too much on your plate? Or maybe because the task doesn't align with your values? Once you've identified why you don't want to do something, practice expressing yourself clearly and confidently when declining the request. It's also important to remember that saying no does not make you selfish or unhelpful. In fact, it allows others around you more time and energy for their own tasks and responsibilities. Learning how to politely decline requests will help create healthier boundaries between yourself and those around you. Main idea number 15. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to reduce stress levels. It involves taking the time to appreciate and be thankful for all of the good things in life, no matter how small they may seem. This can include anything from being grateful for having a roof over your head, to appreciating the beauty of nature or simply feeling thankful for having friends and family who care about you. Taking time out of each day to reflect on what we are grateful for helps us focus on the positive aspects of our lives rather than dwelling on negative thoughts. When we practice gratitude, it shifts our perspective away from worrying about what we don't have or haven't achieved yet towards recognizing and celebrating all that we do have. This shift in mindset can help us feel more content with our current situation and less overwhelmed by stressors that come up throughout the day. Additionally, expressing gratitude has been linked with improved physical health outcomes such as lower blood pressure and better sleep quality. It doesn't take much effort to start practicing gratitude. Even just writing down 3 things you are thankful for each morning can make a big difference in reducing stress levels over time. So why not give it a try? You might be surprised at how much better you feel. Main idea number 16. Time management is an important skill to have in order to reduce stress levels. When you manage your time effectively, it can help you avoid last-minute rushes and the accompanying feelings of anxiety that come with them. By planning ahead and breaking down tasks into smaller chunks, you can make sure that everything gets done on time without feeling overwhelmed or rushed. Creating a schedule for yourself is one way to ensure that all of your tasks are completed in a timely manner. Prioritize the most important items first so they don't get pushed aside when other things come up. Make sure to leave some wiggle room in case something unexpected comes up or takes longer than expected. It's also helpful to set realistic goals for yourself and break down large projects into smaller steps. This will help keep you from getting overwhelmed by the task at hand and allow you to focus on completing each step before moving on to the next one. Finally, remember that it's okay if things don't go as planned sometimes, life happens. Don't beat yourself up if something doesn't get done right away, just adjust your plan accordingly and move forward. Main idea number 17. Prioritizing tasks is an important part of managing stress. When faced with a long list of tasks, it can be overwhelming and difficult to know where to start. By taking the time to prioritize your tasks, you can focus on the most important ones first and reduce your overall stress levels. When prioritizing tasks, consider which ones are most urgent or have deadlines that must be met. These should take priority over less pressing matters. You may also want to consider which tasks will have the greatest impact or benefit for yourself or others if completed quickly. Once you've identified these key items, make sure they are at the top of your list. It's also helpful to break down larger projects into smaller chunks so that they don't seem as daunting. This way, you can tackle each task one step at a time instead of feeling overwhelmed by all that needs to be done at once. Finally, remember that it's okay not to get everything done in one day, or even one week. Prioritize what needs doing now and save other items for later when you have more energy and resources available. Main idea number 18. Asking for help when needed can be a great way to reduce stress levels. When you are feeling overwhelmed, it can be difficult to take on all of the tasks and responsibilities that come with life. By asking for help from friends, family members, or even professionals, you can lighten your load and make things easier on yourself. When seeking out assistance, it is important to remember that there is no shame in asking for help. Everyone needs support at some point in their lives, and reaching out does not mean that you are weak or incapable of handling the situation alone. In fact, by recognizing your need for assistance and taking action to get it, you are showing strength and resilience. It is also important to keep an open mind when looking for help. There may be many different ways of approaching a problem or task, so don't limit yourself by only considering one solution. Consider talking with people who have experience dealing with similar issues, as well as researching online resources which could provide helpful advice. Finally, don't forget about self-care. Taking time out of your day to relax and recharge will go a long way towards reducing stress levels overall. Whether this means going for a walk outside or indulging in some retail therapy, do whatever works best for you. Main idea number 19. Taking care of your body is an important part of managing stress. Regular exercise helps to reduce stress levels by releasing endorphins, which are hormones that make you feel good and help to relax the mind and body. Eating a healthy diet can also help to reduce stress, as it provides essential nutrients for the body and brain, helping them function optimally. Additionally, getting enough sleep is key in reducing stress levels, as it allows the body time to rest and recharge. When taking care of your body, it's important to find activities that you enjoy doing so that they become habits rather than chores. Exercise doesn't have to be boring or tedious. Try different types of physical activity, such as walking, running, swimming, or cycling, until you find something that works for you. Similarly with food, experiment with different recipes and ingredients until you find meals that are both nutritious and enjoyable. Finally, remember not to overdo things when taking care of your body. Too much exercise or too strict a diet can actually increase feelings of anxiety or depression rather than reducing them. Listen carefully to what your body needs in order for it to stay healthy, while still allowing yourself some indulgences every now and then. Main idea number 20. Seeking professional help is an important step to take when stress levels become unmanageable. A mental health professional can provide guidance and support in managing stress, as well as helping to identify the underlying causes of your distress. They can also offer strategies for coping with difficult situations and developing healthier habits that will reduce stress over time. Professional help may include individual counseling, group therapy, or other forms of psychotherapy. When seeking out a mental health professional, it's important to find someone who you feel comfortable talking to and trust. Ask friends or family members for referrals if possible. Otherwise, look online for reviews or contact local organizations such as hospitals or universities that offer counseling services. It's also helpful to research different types of therapies available, so you know what type of treatment might be best suited for your needs. If you are feeling overwhelmed by stress, don't hesitate to reach out for help from a qualified mental health provider. With their assistance, you can learn how to better manage your emotions and develop healthy ways of dealing with stressful situations. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.